The overdose crisis in the U.S. is mounting thanks to the unique challenges of the pandemic. According to the latest CDC data, drug overdose deaths increased by 31% recently to a record high. And here to break down all of the stats and the information for us is Adriana Filmonte. And Adriana, thank you for joining us here. You're writing for us at Yahoo Finance. I encourage everybody to read this article going up shortly. What are some of the findings here and how concerning is it given the status of the pandemic right now?
Yeah, so we often talk about the financial toll of the pandemic, even a little bit of the mental health toll, but we don't realize that for people who've already had existing mental health issues like substance use disorder, the pandemic just exacerbated it. Whether it's, you know, the loss of a loved one, the anxiety over getting sick, or just the social isolation, the pandemic has just completely wrecked these stats. It was already going up and it just got even worse.
And so what are some of the opioids that are actually causing the issue? Is it sort of cocktail mixes that are out there? Is it prescription opioids?
Yeah, so synthetic opioids accounted for more than 63% of all the fatal drug overdoses. So synthetic means that, it's not natural. So that fentanyl is the most common one. And it's becoming more and more popular over the years, and it's especially becoming popular because of the regulation of prescription opioids, you know, with everything going on with all these lawsuits. So they're under more scrutiny, so people are turning to more things on the streets. And with fentanyl, it's extremely potent. It's more potent than heroin or morphine, and it's cheap and easy to ship. And so that's why it's easier for drug dealers to put those on the streets rather than the drugs that people are normally used to.
And Adriana, one of the things that stood out to me in your story that I kind of knew tangentially, but you really give some good detail on how the specific ways in which people were not able to access medical services, critical services to help them with addiction during the pandemic. I'm just wondering if you were able to find, has some of that at least gotten a little bit better in the transition period that we're in right now?
Yeah, it definitely has improved. But at the beginning of the pandemic, when everything was shut down, this included things like, you know, methadone clinics, needle exchange programs. And these are methadone clinics in particular. It's a medication assisted treatment. So for people who are trying to wean off their addiction, they consume methadone under the direction of a doctor, which helps them, you know, maintain their urges. And when these are shut down or, you know, they can't access group therapy, things like that, you know, it's easy to relapse and to fall back into these bad habits. And that's what we saw, especially towards the beginning, back in the chart, you saw March 2020 when everything really took off. That's when things got its worst.
And I'm just wondering, you know, when you look at sort of global statistics, why are the cases here in this country so much higher than they are in the rest of the world? And what do you see as part of the solution? How do we break away from these record number of cases?
I mean, I don't think there's any clear solution at this point because it's been going on for years. I know part of the problem is that, you know, the ports of entry, for example, people talk about the border, you know, as a way for drugs to get, into the United States, but it's really the ports of entry. So that means, you know, shipping. Things are easily able to be smuggled into there. And also just the way, again, the culture of prescription opioids, at least, it kind of created this problem that we have now.
Yeah, and I want to kind of get into some of the a little bit of the details there. And you provide a lot of facts and figures in your article. Can we put a dollar amount on this problem? Is that possible?
These numbers are always changing. I know it's cost billions over the years. I don't know the exact number at this point, but, you know, I have written about it in the past, I think about 2 years ago, and I knew that it's totaled a massive amount because you factor in people left out of the workforce, the cost of treatment for people struggling, and also just the regulation that has to happen as a result. It's cost the economy a lot of money.